Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We are here again in the house of the Lord. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And every time we come into the house of the Lord always gives us a blessing. And we have an opportunity to receive of you, Lord. Break unto us the bread of life. Hallelujah. And as it is written in the scriptures, the Bible says when men are cast down, that I will say that there is a lifting up. So we got a message of a lifting up for the people of God today. And we believe the Lord is going to bless our hearts. Glorify yourself, Lord, in the message of the Lord. Let every soul be lifted to the glory of your name. Give you all praise and glory. And everybody says,
amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's put our hands together for the Lord Jesus. I'd like to see an interactive, a responsive church. Amen. Praise God. I don't want it to be like I'm putting people to sleep. So that's why we want to know that you're out there. Praise the Lord. So this morning, I want to preach for just a little bit on bounce back. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bounce back. And let me tell you something. Some people wonder why we preach. Look, I spend my time just, praying for the people and so forth and say, and it's in my heart always just to do everything we can to help people that are struggling with challenges and so forth like that. We preach on all kinds of subjects and so forth, but, occasionally, often I look and see that there's just a lot of people struggling with different things, and, it's in my heart to help them, so that's why we preach these kind of messages to help the people and so forth. So this morning, let's bounce back, amen? Praise ye the Lord. Now, a winner, let me start off by saying, a winner may get knocked down, but they won't stay down, amen? So that's right off the bat. I'm going to tell you that. Now I preached this kind of message in various ways before, but every so often the Lord brings it back to my mind again to help the people. So a winner will not stay down. They may get knocked down, but they're going to bounce right back up. Amen. Now, if you don't know how to bounce back up, we're going to help you with that this morning. First of all, what we want to do is invite you to put your life in God's hands. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the first thing. If you want to control your life by yourself, you don't want to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, well, God's not going to struggle with you. That's your choice. You do whatever you want, because God gave us that free will. But if you turn your life over to the Lord, then you're going to have the opportunity every time by the grace of the Lord to be able to bounce back. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. So let me start here by reading in the book of Micah chapter 7 and verse 8. Now, don't forget, the subject of this message this morning is how to bounce back. You may be down a little bit, or you may have suffered, disappointments in life and so forth. You may be a student. Maybe you took an exam and you didn't do well. You failed that exam and so forth. So what should you do? Should you just give up and just quit? No. You need to bounce back. You need to retake that exam, and you need to do well. Amen? Amen, people?
Amen.
Because God is glorified when you do well. Amen. So, Micah chapter 7, verse 8 says, "Rejoice not against me, O my enemy, because when I fall, I shall bounce back." That's basically what he's saying. When I fall, I shall arise.
Amen.
And when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. So right away, this man, he's saying, look, you are not going to be able to rejoice over me just because I'm down right now. Because I am not going to stay down. I am down, but I am going to arise. Amen? Amen, people?
Amen.
So whatever it is that you are down, you may even be sickness. You may be sick right now. What you need to do is, look, rejoice not over me, devil. Because, look, I'm not a sick person, Amen?
Amen.
If you're a sick person, then you are not a believer. Bible says that, we are children of God. And healing is, the bread of the children. But you may be suffering and going through some sickness. That doesn't make you a sick person. You are a well person. You are just fighting some sickness. Amen?
Amen.
Amen, folks. That's the way I look at it. Positive in everything. You know, don't let the devil drag you down and so forth. You know, sure, you know, I've had a few illnesses and so forth in my time, but, you know, never going to let the devil get the last laugh. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Praise the name of the Lord. So, do not rejoice over me, because when I fall, I will arise. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord is going to be a light unto me. Now, the Bible says the righteous man in Proverbs 24 and verse 16. The righteous man may fall down 7 times, but each time, you know, he's going to rise up again. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. The righteous, a just man falleth down 7 times, but he rises up again. He's always going to bounce back because he's got the name of the Lord to his strength. Amen.
Amen.
That's what makes him just, not his own righteousness. You know, this, when the Bible talks about a righteous or just man, that's somebody who has committed his life into God's hands. You know, so when the righteous fall, you know, they may fall time and time again. In fact, the Bible says in Psalm 34 that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Amen. So it's not that, you know, righteous people or the people of God don't get afflictions. You know, of course they do, you know, just like everybody else. But the end of the story is that the Lord will always deliver the righteous. Praise ye the Lord. You can find that in Psalm 34 and verse 19, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. So when the righteous fall, you know, they are ready to bounce back. And I want to encourage everybody today, you know, to always be ready to bounce back. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you some things that may help you about that today too. Look, let's look at David. You know, I like to look at a lot of examples in the life of David in the Bible when I preach. You know, so David in Psalm 40, verse 1, he said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of the miry clay, out of the horrible pit, and out of the miry clay. This is Psalm 40, verse 2. So this man was down. He was in the horrible pit. He was in the miry clay. But, you know, he is not going to stay down there. Amen?
Amen.
So the Lord brought me out of all that stuff, and he set my feet on a rock. And then he established my goings. And I put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Now, that ought to be your testimony. You know, instead of being depressed, you know, people get depressed and so forth when, you know, calamity or situation happens to them and so forth, and then they just lose hope and all that. No, you ought to say, you know, look, I may be in this pit right now, but I'm coming out. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord is going to bring me out of this pit. Wherever I am, he's going to, you know, pull me out of the miry clay. He's going to set my feet on the rock to stay, and he's going to put a new song of victory in my mouth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And everybody will see and give praise to the name of the Lord. That ought to be our approach, and that ought to be our testimony. And he said, look, the Lord is going to establish my goings again. Things may be a little rough right now, but I believe the Lord is my stay, and the Lord is going to help me. Amen.
Amen.
And that must be your testimony. Listen to this. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. That's Psalm 40 and verse 4. If you make the Lord your trust, the Lord is going to bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I challenge everybody that is here today, if you have not yet made the Lord the trust of your life, you know, we invite you today to put your life in the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will be your stay. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, this man, David, he knew how to encourage himself in the Lord. In fact, one time, if you read a story in the life of David, in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 30, you know, his story, you know, from Ziklag and so forth, you know, and then when he went over to the Philistines for a while, and when he came back, you know, they had captured his family and his wife and children, and not only his, but all the people that were him with him and so forth, you know. And turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 1. I mean, you know, verses 1 through 6. You know, this story happened there, and all kinds of things, you know, and when they came back, everybody was grieved. You know, they were grieved. They, you know, it came to pass, the Bible says, that when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south. and Ziklag, and had smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire. Now that's where their families were, you know, and they were burned with fire. They had taken the women captive, you know, and they didn't slay any of them, but they carried them away. David and his men came to the city, and they began to wail and they began to cry because the enemy had come and wiped them out, you know, destroyed their city and took away all their families and so forth, you know. And of course, all the people that were with David was their captain. They joined themselves unto him, so they blamed him for it. You know, we followed you to the Philistines and so forth, you know, and look at all these things that happened to us, you know, because he was running for his life from Saul and all that, and he went away for a while and so forth. Some people followed with him, and then, you know, came back and so on, you know. And right now, you know, they lost everything. Well, you know, I believe that, you know, this is one of the times that, you know, David, he looked unto the Lord and said, my soul is distressed, you know. Psalms 42. You can read what he said in Psalm 42, you know, in this situation. You know, he said, wow. Why art thou disquieted within me? You know, he said, you know, why art thou cast down? Psalm 42 and verse 5. Oh, my soul, why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, he told himself. You know, he said, look. And, you know, they told him in this chapter of 1 Samuel 30, when the people wanted to stone him, you know, look at verse 6 of 1 Samuel chapter 30. He said, look, the people were distressed. And they thought of, you know, stoning him and all these things, you know. The souls of people were distressed. They spake of stoning him because of the soul. Their souls were grieved because all, you know, their sons and daughters and their everything was carried away. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. Amen. He said, look, I'm down right now. Everybody hates me right now. Everybody, you know, thinks that, you know, they're blaming me for this problem. But the Lord is going to be my help. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, and he said he encouraged himself in the Lord. He never let himself, look, he would tell himself, say, my soul, why art thou cast down within me? Hope thou in God, for he will yet show me the light of his countenance. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, and there are some of you here today. Listen to what David said in Psalm 42, verse 4. You know, starting at verse 3. He said, my tears have been my meat day and night. You know, when they, you know, people continually chastise him and say, where is your God? And so forth. There may be things going on in your life right now that's not bringing glory to God. You know, the name of the Lord may be, you know, put in, you know, maybe blasphemed right now because your life is not going too well and so forth. You know, well, not because you are living in sin. We don't want that. You know, but if something is going on, challenges of life and so forth that you're facing, and, you know, people say, well, you know, where's your God and so forth? Or the devil will say to you, where is your God? if you think God loves you, why are all these things happening to you? Now, that's what the devil always does. You know, he'll come back and tell you, well, God doesn't really love you. If God loved you, all these things wouldn't happen to you and so forth. You know, and David said, look, when I remember these things, I poured out my soul, you know, and I gone with the multitude and I, you know, with the people that kept holy day, with the people that went to the house of God. Like right now, today, some of you are in here today. You come to the church with the multitude. You come to church on a day like this to give praise to God with others. But inside of your heart, there's a body. There's a burden, there is a problem, and so forth like that. Only you know it, you know, but you come with the people, and when they are praising the Lord, you stand up, and when they are doing this, you stand up. But inside of you, you know, it's just not right, you know. So, what do you do then? You do like David did. He said to himself in verse 5, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Don't stay down. Be still within me, he told himself. Look, I will stir up myself, you know, and so forth. He said, look, he told himself, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the light and the help of his countenance. Amen. He told himself a few times in this same chapter, he said the same thing. You know, so we ought to be able to praise the name of the Lord like that when we are, you know, when we are down. You know, you may go through things, you know, sometimes, you know, in fact, I was talking to somebody during the week and say, you know, why is it that, you know, sometimes things are long drawn out for the people of God and so forth. They pray, they believe God, but still, you know, some problems and whatever. Well, whatever it may be, you know, one thing we know, the end of the matter is that the Lord will deliver the righteous. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. That I know. No matter how it is, you know, and so forth. You know, I don't have an answer for every situation. I say, why does your problem take 2 days or 3 days or 10 months or whatever? I don't know. But one thing I do know, the end of the matter is that the Lord will deliver the righteous. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. That one we know. As a matter of fact, listen to this. You know, instead of feeling sorry for yourself, you know, when the situations come like this, here's what the Bible says you should do. In Isaiah chapter 52 and verse 2. Basically, this chapter, or this verse, tells you to snap out of it. You know, that's the way, when I read, every time I read this verse, that's what I say. Snap out of it. You know, don't be sitting down there feeling sorry for yourself. You say, shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of your neck. Don't stay down being captive. Get up again. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, don't stay down for the count. You know, some of you may have watched some boxing matches and so forth like that. You know, and you know, sometimes a good fighter, he may get knocked down in one or two rounds and so forth, but they can come back and still win that fight. Amen? Amen. I've seen it a few times. You know, they don't stay down for the count. And when they are down, the corner is saying, get up! Get up! They're not going to throw in the towel if they know that he's determined to win that fight. And I want to tell you that the Lord is always in your corner telling you to get up. Amen? Amen. Get up! You know, that's what he says right here in this verse. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise. You know, and so forth like that. Remember who you are. Remember that you are a child of the King. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. You say, well, I don't, my life doesn't look anything like the life of a child of a king. Well, that's what you think. But you need to begin to confess God's word. Amen. Amen. Confess his word, because we walk by faith and not by sight. You don't need to go by what you see exactly, but you need to go by what God says about you. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. So what you need to say is, look, God said, I will be above and not beneath. So if you are beneath, you say, look, I'm coming out of there. Amen. Amen. So you need to bounce back every single time. Look, I'll tell you something too. You know, and I've said it before time and time again here in the church, but this goes right with my message. You know, when people even are going, you know, when they have challenges of life and so forth, you know, and they ask, well, how are you doing? Well, the people say, well, you know, I'm going through some stuff right now. Well, that's what most people say. You know, I'm going through some stuff and so forth. And I often say to people, well, by your own admission, you're already saying that you are coming out on the other side. Amen. Because going through means you are coming out on the other side. Nobody ever say, well, I'm in some problems right now. I say, well, you know, I'm going through some problems. You know, so well, going through, you're already coming out on the other side. David, he said it best. He said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Now, he didn't say, though I walk into the dead valley. If you're walking into, that's a dead end. But he already knew in his mind that he's coming out on the other side. Amen. Amen. Though I walk through the valley, I will come out on the other side. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So, though I may be in the valley right now, the Lord is going to be the lifter of my head. He's going to lift me up and so forth. I'm not going to stay down. And he's going to put my feet on the rock. He's going to pull me out of the miry clay. And he's going to put a song of victory in my mouth. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. So this verse tells you to snap out of it. Loose thyself from the bands around thy neck. O captive daughter. Don't wait for anybody. You know, you got the power. Jesus died on the cross for you. And Jesus set you free already. And Jesus took all the handwriting of ordinances, the accusations of the devil and so forth. He nailed them to the cross on your behalf. So what you need to do is you need to walk in that victory. Amen? Amen. And you need to enforce the victory that the Lord has already won for you in your own life. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. And that's how you do it. You know, every time the devil takes a cheap shot at you, you know, you bounce right back. Amen. You know, and I'll tell you this too. The devil, he knows how to take those cheap shots, especially when you are not walking in the spirit. When you don't have your senses, you know, alert, the enemy will come in there and take a cheap shot at you. Well, and even sometimes you may be doing the best that you can, you know, serving the Lord and doing everything you can and so forth. And sometimes the enemy may still, you know, get in there. I remember the story of Job. Job was a man, the Bible said to him, you know, concerning him, the Lord said concerning him, he said, you know, to Lucifer, you know, he said, which was Satan, he said, have you considered my servant Job? That there is nobody like him upon the face of the earth. A man that feareth God and escheweth evil, that won't have any part of evil, that keeps the integrity of his heart all the time, you know, and he goes about his business, you know, serving the Lord and so forth. And Satan said, well, you know, sure, he serves the Lord because you've, you know, blessed him and kept him safe and so forth. And if you move against him now, you know, and so forth. He'll bless, you know, he won't bless you. He'll curse you to your face. You know, so Job was minding his business, you know, being good and everything. And all of these things came upon him. Not because he did anything evil, but all these things came upon him, you know. And then when the devil came back after the first round of attacks and so forth, and when they came back and told Job every single time, you know, they came back, you know, one calamity after the other, all his sons and his daughters, they were feasting and everything in one day, boom, just like that. And they came back and his cattle and everything, boom, just like that. And after one bad news was coming, the next bad news was coming, before that one finished talking, the other man came and told him again. And Job said, well, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord giveth and the Lord has taken. So blessed be the name of the Lord. And then finally, the devil came back to the Lord again and said, well, you know, the Lord said, well, have you considered my servant Job? You know, and I often wonder, I say, my goodness, I don't want to be in that situation that Job was in, but he went through a lot of stuff, you know. And then the devil, he said, well, you know, all those things and so forth. Well, if you let me touch his life, they'll say, you can't touch his life. Well, skin for skin then. Let me do some things to his health. And he'll curse you to your face. And then when he wouldn't curse the Lord and so forth, the devil entered into his wife. Used the wife's vocal cords to say, curse the Lord already and die. You know, and so forth. Now begin to tell him everything. And then he wouldn't do it. He said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. You know, and Job, he knew that. Well, he said, look, the Lord, he said, though he slay me, yet will I praise him. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, and he said, look, I know my Redeemer liveth and all these things, you know, and I'm going to get the victory. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And listen to this. In the book of Job, chapter 14, verse 7. Hallelujah. I love this. I love this verse. I mean, this represents this very sermon and this message that I'm preaching here this morning. Job, chapter 14, and verse 7. For there is hope of a tree, even though it be cut down, that it will sprout again. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. That tree is going to bounce back. And that tender branch of the tree is not going to cease. It's going to come out again. How is he going to do it? Well, look at the next verse. He said in verse 8, he said, look, even the tree that has, you know, rotted and all that has been cut down, put up verse 8, please. You know, the root of it may be waxing old in the ground. You know, the stalk may have died. Verse 9. He said, but yet, through the scent of water, it will bud again. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, the scent of water is what this message is on to this morning. It's to bring that thing, that, you know, that challenge, you know, that impetus within you to know that you can bounce back again. Amen. Amen. To know that, like that tree, you can bud again. Hallelujah. Amen. And the enemy tried to cut you down. Some of you lost your job and so forth like that. They cut your hours at work or whatever it is that you're going through. People go through all kinds of things. Some people even go through different things in their relationships and so forth like that. You know, it's just, you know, tremendous things that people face all the time. But I tell you something, folks, you know, the righteous, hallelujah, shall never be forsaken by the Lord. Amen. The Lord is going to give you the victory at the end of the day. You are going to have the last laugh. Amen? Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Yeah. What does the Bible say about the righteous? You know, consider this tree that they are talking about here. You know, but the righteous, you know, the Bible says in Psalm 92 and verse 12. It said, they that be planted in the house of the Lord, righteous and so forth, they shall flourish. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. Well, that palm tree, he knows how to bounce back and so forth. You know, and I have many trees in my house, you know, or I had. They all died except the palm tree. Praise the Lord. That palm tree, it doesn't matter whatever is going on, it's there, you know. Come, rain, winter, anything, it doesn't make any difference to that palm tree. It's always green all year round. Amen. All the other trees, they wither away and so forth, but that palm tree, my goodness, it's always flourishing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So there is hope. Even though the tree be cut down, you know, can you imagine that even a tree, you know, gets hope just from the scent of water? How much more the people of God? That you people should not stay down. Amen? Amen. Don't let the devil ever get the last laugh over you. As a matter of fact, don't give that devil the satisfaction of even getting a laugh. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. I learned that when I was a young man, you know, The Lord taught me a few things. One of them was, don't ever let the devil get the satisfaction of getting a laugh over you. You know, so, you know, I never go, you know, devil can do anything he wants, but I've got a victory in the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. And I tell you something, folks, if you turn and make the victory that you are looking for, if I preach this, you know, a message like this, you know, talked about this sometimes in one of the Wednesday classes, you know, so forth like that. You know, if you turn around and make whatever it is that you are looking for and turn it around and make it about the Lord getting the glory, then God is going to move for you. Amen.
Amen.
You know, you say he will do that. Well, absolutely. You know, if you can provoke the Lord to jealousy for his name concerning the issue that you are facing. So instead of just facing the issue and saying, well, you know, and so forth, you know, I don't know what's going on and all that and so forth. Well, you can turn around and say, Lord, you know, I am called by your name. And, you know, people are looking at me and saying this and so forth because, you know, your name is being blasphemed, you know, and so forth. But, I, you know, be jealous, Lord, for your name and do something. And let the people know that you are the God, the very God. Amen. And if you do that, God is every single time going to give you the victory. Praise you the name of the Lord. There's a story in the book of Isaiah, you know, that, you know, of course, the Hezekiah versus, you know, Sennacherib and all of these things. You know, the the story went, you know, but I don't want to go into all of that today. But he made the thing a something to be for God to be jealous about, because Sennacherib came and chided him and said, look, don't let, you know, chided all the people, don't let, as you know, Hezekiah think that, you know, the Lord's going to save you folks and so forth. The Lord didn't save, did any of the gods of the other nations save them and so forth? We cast their gods into the fire. We destroyed all those nations. So make a league with us, you know, so that we won't destroy you and so forth. And Hezekiah said, yes, of a truth, they have done all those things to those other nations. And they have cast their gods into the fire because they were no gods. Amen. That's right. He said, but thou art the God, the very God. Therefore, let it be known that there is a God upon the earth. Amen. And because of that, the Lord, you know, when you pray to God like that, he tears up himself. In one night, the angel of the Lord slew 185,000 of their enemies, just in one night, because the man, he challenged God for his own glory. Amen.
Amen.
You know, so whatever you are going through right now, if you can somehow figure out how to turn that prayer and turn it around, that God may get the glory, I promise you, God will make you bounce right back. Amen.
Amen.
He is going to give you the victory. The Lord will be your glory and the lifter up of your head. Praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
Now, the Bible says in Second Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14, he says, thanks be unto God, you know, who always causes us to triumph. Can I get amen on that?
Amen.
Always. Not sometimes, but always. You know, you always, God causes us to triumph and make it manifest the savor of his knowledge in us and every place. No matter what is going on, God is going to make the people of God to triumph. Amen.
Amen.
Now, it doesn't mean you're not going to have challenges. As a matter of fact, you will have. In fact, today I'm talking to people that are having challenges. I'm not talking to people that are not having any challenges. You know, if you don't have any problems, you don't need this message. But when you have problems, you know, you're going to remember this message. Amen.
Yeah.
That when you think when you're down and the enemy thinks that he's going to keep you down, you're going to say, no, you cannot rejoice over me, oh my enemy. Because I'm down now, that doesn't mean I'm going to stay down. I will bounce right back. I will arise, even though I'm in darkness now. The Lord is going to be a light unto me. Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord. And I said one time, and I like to say it again, that look, what God told you in the light, don't forget when you are in the dark. Because, you know, there is night and day, up and down, and so forth. And sometimes we're having a good time. You know, that's the light. You know, everything's going great and so forth. That's like being on the mountaintop. And then all of a sudden, you are down in the valley and so forth. Well, you got to remember, you know, the goodness of the Lord when you were there. And you got to remember what God told you over there. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Because there are some times that people say, well, I can't even hear the voice of the Lord. But you did at one time. And he told you, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Amen. And so don't you ever forget it. Every word of God that he ever told you, God will stand behind it. Praise you in the name of the Lord. Even if now you are not hearing, even now it looks like you are dark, you know, everything is so far, you are in the valley and things are not working right and so forth. You stay with the voice of the Lord originally. And you stay with the word of God. And listen, the Bible also says, look, God, he told it, he said himself, I am with you always, even unto the end of the earth. The Lord said it himself. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So we know that the Lord, he will always, you know, stand with us, and he's going to make us to have the victory. So thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph in Christ. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Let's look at Paul's testimony quickly. In 2 Corinthians, this same 2 Corinthians in chapter 4, here's Paul's testimony. You know, I mean, all kinds of things that happened to him, verses 8 and 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verses 8 and 9. He said, look, you know, the devil has buffeted us on every side. We are troubled on every side, but yet we are not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Amen. A devil may, you know, do all of these things. We are persecuted, but we are not forsaken. We are cast down, but we are not obliterated. Amen? Amen. I may be down now, but I'm going to get up in the name of the Lord. Amen. That's right. That's what he said. Look, I was down. The devil knocked me down, but I got right back up. Amen. The righteous, he may fall 7 times, but he's going to get right back up. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible says in Psalms 30 and verse 5. He said, though sorrow may endure for a night, yet doubtless joy is coming in the morning. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. And when the night is there, the night thinks it's got the victory over the day, you know, and so forth. But I tell you something, at some point in time, no matter how long that night lasts, the day must break. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. And so the day is going to break for you. Amen. And you need to bounce right back. Hallelujah. And when you clad yourself with this mind, let this mind be in you, that you are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what he said in Romans chapter 8. He said, look, I am more than a conqueror. Because look, you know, he said in verses 31 through 38, he said, look, in all these things, you know, in all these things, you know, whatever happens, we know, you know, that we have the victory. He said, look, no matter what comes up against us, life, death, principalities, powers, angels, whatever, things to present, even things to come. Let me read it to you. Romans chapter 8, you know, starting at verse 31. He said, look, what shall we say then to all these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. Amen, folks. That's a rhetorical question. It's not that they can't be against you, but it just means they cannot win against you. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. They can be against you all they want, but they will not win. Amen. Whosoever will gather together, you know, against you shall fall for thy sake. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he went on to say all these things, and verse 38 says, I am persuaded that neither death, no, well, let me read verse 37. Nay, in all these things, you know, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So no matter what you are going through, let that be your testimony. To know that, look, you have gone through this. He went through shipwreck and all kinds of things and threw him in jail and beat him up and do all of this. Sometimes they even threw him down and they, you know, he was dead, picked him up again and so forth. And his spirit came back to life. You know, all kinds of things, you know, that he went through. And he said, look, I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor principalities, nor angels, nor powers, nor things present, nor even things that haven't happened yet. I don't care whatever it is. I know that I am anchored on the love of Christ. And nothing can separate me from that position in Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. And this man, he knew. He said, look, height, when I'm up, that's not going to separate me. When I'm down, that's not going to separate me. Height or death, it doesn't matter. You may be down today, Will that separate you? Are you going to stay down and grumble against the Lord? That's what most people do. You know, they grumble, you know, just because, you know, whatever it is that's going on, they grumble. But they forget all of the deliverances of the Lord. What you need to do is to remind yourself of the great things that the Lord has done. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And then remember also that you have the ability to bounce right back, because there is hope of a tree. Whenever it is cut down, whenever there is the scent of water, it can bounce right back. Amen? You know, so the scent of water coming to you in this message today, telling you, don't stay down for the count. You get up. Get up. And the Lord is in your corner, and he's saying, get up. And I'm in your corner too. And I'm, you know, I'm encouraging you to say, get up. Don't stay down. Don't let the enemy gloat over you and so forth like that. You know, praise ye the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
In fact, you need to tell the devil, the Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. You know, and that means, you know, we are told that, look, if the earth is the Lord's, that belongs to my father and so forth. So everywhere I go, you know, and if the devil is trying to poke his nose into my father's business, you know, I get him out of there. You know, so I don't want the devil in my life or in anything that has to do with my life. So I have the authority in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to get the devil packing. Amen. So you need to do the same. You need to get the devil packing. The devil, he's a double-crossing old devil. He will do everything, make you get into trouble and so forth, and then come back and gloat against you. You know, he does that too. You know, but, you know, by the name of the Lord, we will have the victory. Amen?
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So I love to close with this message by saying this. I want to challenge you to tell you this, that every setback that you may have faced is only a setup for a greater comeback. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
So no matter what it is, you know, don't worry about it. Look, if you listen to these messages, and every few weeks I come back and preach this kind of message to help people get up, get over the hump, get over the hurdle, get over the whatever it is, you know, and so forth like that. Because, you know, people are just weighed down with so many things when we ought to be conquerors, when we ought to be victorious. People are weighed down by whatever it is that's going on. That's why we come out and encourage people with these messages that, look, get up. The Lord is with you. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is with you. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, and if you know that the Lord is with you, then you need to arm yourself with that confidence that I will not stay down. I will not let the devil, you know, get me down. I will arise. Hallelujah. Though I sit in darkness right now, the Lord will be a light unto me. Though I fall, I shall arise. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Put the Lord, give the Lord a hand clap, everybody. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I want us to stand to our feet here this morning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, and I want to challenge you. If you are here this morning and you say, well, the devil beat me up, you know, I'm down and so forth like that, you know, well, I have good news for you today. In John 8 and verse 32, Jesus said, look, when the Son of Man shall set you free, you will be free indeed. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, and some of you may be here, you may not even understand what all of this is about and so forth. But I tell you what, let me make it real simple. You know, it's very simple. The Lord Jesus Christ is the only one that can give you this kind of victory that we are talking about. You know, and all you need to do is turn your life over to him. Praise the Lord. Now, you cannot, God, you see, you can invite God into your life, you know, and, you know, make him some passenger and so forth in the car. That's fine. He'll be there. He doesn't want to worry about it. But you can also turn the steering wheel over to him. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Now, you cannot have two people driving a car at the same time. That car is going to head for disaster, you know, if you have that, you know. So you can drive it or turn it over to the Lord, you know. Now, if you turn your life over to the Lord in here this morning, then you can have the victory. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, and you say, well, you know, I did try to turn my life over to the Lord, but I've got my fair share, or more than my fair share, of problems. Well, the Bible says, is there a man that trusted in the name of the Lord that obeyed the voice of his servant and yet sits in darkness? Let him trust in the name of the Lord. And let him stay upon his God, and the Lord is going to be a light unto him. So the righteous shall never be forsaken. Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And some of you, you know, you're here today, you may be going through some challenges today, but if you look back in your life, you have some other testimonies. You know, and I tell you, the thing that you are going through today, very shortly, is going to be a testimony. Amen?
Amen.
You can then look back and you say, wow, you know, the Lord is good, and so forth. You know, but, you know, no trouble of the present time is pleasant into the flesh, you know. When you're going through the crisis at the time that you are in, it's very, very difficult. Consider somebody that is, you know, that is fighting for their life in the hospital and so forth like that. You know, it's not funny at all, you know, and so forth. But one thing we know is that, you know, when the Lord brings them out, then they'll have a great victory and they have a great testimony. Amen?
Amen.
For students, you know, I know people who, you know, you took an exam, you didn't do well, but you came right back and you did better in that exam next time. You know, but if you gave up the first time that you didn't do well, that the enemy's got you beat. Amen?
Amen?
Don't let the enemy get the last laugh over you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, I'm going to invite you. I'm going to pray with you now in just a few minutes. I want to invite people that say, look, you know, I've always tried to bounce back, you know, but, you know, there's something that keeps holding me down. Well, I'm going to tell you this today. Snap out of it. Amen? Praise ye the Lord. Now, for some of you, you can't because you don't have the power of a Holy Ghost in your life. So you need an anointed person to help you break the chain. And we can do that. You know, but for those of you who are believers and have the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, you don't need anybody, you know, to tell you whatever to do. You've got the power. And you need to break the bands off your own neck. That's what the Bible says. Amen?
Amen,
amen, folks?
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord. Now, of course, it's good the pastor pray for you and all that. That's wonderful. But what if the pastor is not there? You know, and what are you going to do? You know, so you got to be able to stand on your own feet. And you got to challenge. And the Bible says for the young folks that are in here, let me tell you something, folks. The Bible says you ought to be speaking with the enemies in the gate. Amen?
Amen.
That's right. You got to challenge the enemy. You know, don't. The Bible says, look, I have written these things to you, you young people, because you are strong and you have overcome the devil. You know, that ought to be your testimony. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Don't let the devil play ping pong with your life. You know, you have the victory in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says we have the power in the name of Jesus. We have the power in the name of Jesus. Though Satan may rage and do all of these things, yet we cannot be defeated because we have the power in the name of the Lord Jesus. As I sing this chorus, I want you, if you want prayer, I want you to step forward. And then I'm going to pray and I'm going to believe the Lord with you. Never mind anybody else. You just believe the Lord for yourself, you know. And we got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, I cannot be defeated. I cannot be defeated. I've got the power in the name of the Lord. I've got the power. I've got the power. In the name of Jesus, I've got the power. In the name of the Lord, oh, though Satan rages, I cannot be defeated. I've got the power in the name of the Lord. Sing it with me. I've got the power. I've got the power in the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. I've got the power. I've got the power in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, I cannot be defeated. Cause I've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages against me, I cannot be defeated. Hallelujah. I want that to be your testimony today. I want that to be your testimony. Though Satan knock me down, yet I will arise. You cannot rejoice over me, oh my enemy, because I may be in darkness now, but the Lord is going to be a light unto me. I am going to bounce right back. I may have been sick, but God has healed me. Amen. And I am going to be well. Praise ye the Lord. I will be better than before. I will be better than I ever was. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Never let the devil get you down. You always sing hallelujah. Anyhow, never let the devil get you down. Whatever it may be, lift up your head and say hallelujah. Anyhow, I'm coming out on the other side. I'm bouncing right back. The Lord is going to be a light unto me. The Lord is my glory. The Lord is my lifter. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, your people are standing in front of you for prayer. For whatever reason, whatever request, they stand here. I spoke the word in the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, Lord Jesus, give them the understanding that they have the ability to bounce right back. Yes. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. The enemy cannot hold you down. Amen. The enemy shall not exact upon you. Amen. The son of unrighteousness shall not afflict you. Amen. Because the Lord is your glory and the lifter up of your head. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. When you are down, the Lord will lift you up. When you are in darkness, he will be a light unto you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Remember, the Bible says that though sorrow may endure for a night, though darkness and so forth, I don't care how long the night is, but at some point in time, the day must break. And joy is coming in the morning. And you are going to bounce right back. Hallelujah. If any one of you has done anything that was unsuccessful, you've had disease, you've had failure in your life, I want you to know that God is going to give you the grace to bounce right back. Amen. You will bounce right back. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I know people who have been down with various kinds of sicknesses and diseases, but by the grace of the Lord, they bounce right back. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We have the victory in the name of the Lord. And no matter what we face, we know that the Lord is with us. It's the Bible says, because the Lord is with me, I will fear no evil. His rod and his staff comforts me. Hallelujah. And when I'm passing through the valley of the shadow of death, I won't be afraid because I know I'm coming out on the other side. Praise the Lord. This setback that I'm going through right now is just a setup for a greater comeback in my life. Hallelujah. And this roadblock seemingly is nothing at all. I'm going to hurdle over it. Amen. By my God, I've lived over a wall. By my God, I run through troops. Amen. That's what the psalmist said. Can you leap over walls? Can you run through troops? In the name of the Lord, you can. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. This power that comes in the name of the Lord Jesus, God has given to everyone that believes in his name. He said, behold, I give you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Praise the Lord. Over all the power of the enemy. Doesn't matter which power he comes in, through sickness, through failure, through disappointment, through discouragement. Now, discouragement is one of the greatest tools of the enemy. He'll try to discourage you and so forth. That's why the Lord used to say, fear not, and be of good courage. I am with you, and I will never leave you nor forsake you. Praise ye the Lord. And the Lord wants to tell you to always go forward. Go forward, he said. Don't stand still, or don't even look back. Don't look, don't mind all those things. Keep on going forward, amen. Looking unto Jesus. He's in front of you, not behind. hanging on to Jesus, the author and finisher. Never mind what's behind. You know, that's gone. Praise the Lord. The problem with people is their hand is always on the rewind button. They're always rewinding the negative things in their life. Never mind that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But if you are going to rewind it at all, rewind it and record over it good memories. Amen. Praise the Lord. But you only rewind it one time. Don't live in the past. Hallelujah. The past is gone. You cannot do anything about it. Yesterday is already gone, but today I will bounce back. Amen. Amen. Yesterday I may have been down, but I will bounce back in the name of the Lord. That was then, but this is now. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. In the name of the Lord, we shall bounce back. Now, Lord Jesus, move upon your people. Amen. Instill in them, Lord, this understanding that they have the ability, through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to bounce back. That they are more than conquerors. And that they will not stay down for the count. Amen. Hallelujah. And Lord Jesus, we thank you because you honor your word in the lives of your people. And you will be their glory and the lifter up of their heads. And for those of you that have come for prayer this morning, I want to say unto you, by the name of the Lord, by the power and the authority of the word of God, of whom I am a minister, that the Lord indeed will give you a new and a greater comeback. Amen. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus and say hallelujah. A greater comeback. Praise the Lord. Setbacks and all those things, never mind about it. God is going to give you the victory. And you can bounce right back and you can be on top. God said you will be the head and not the tail. Father, we thank you. We give you the praise. We give you the glory, Lord. Lord, let the people of God go forth and have this victory and have this understanding. Because they are more than conquerors in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a hand clap, everybody. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.